Okay, today's daf is Nedar Mandaf Pei Ches, four blot left to the Masechta as we close it on Purim and the Siyum. Says the Mishnah on Pei Zayinim Abeis in Perek Ve'ilu Nedar. Yodea, again, as we've mentioned, the last three prakim in Masechta Nedar, we continue are about Hafara, getting rid of the Nedar, Hatara, and Hafara. And the last parak is about Hafara Nedar, Ve'ilu Nedar, Shehu Mefer. So says the Mishnah. Yodea ani sheyesh nedarim, aval eini yodea sheyesh mefirin yafer. The husband or the father says that, I know there's a concept of nedarim, but I did not know that there's a concept of hafaras nedarim. I didn't know that one is able to be made for nedarim. So the halacha is yafer. Whenever he finds out about that idea, that one can be made for nedarim, so that's considered yom shamo, and therefore he can be made for the neder whenever he finds out about the halacha of hafaras nedarim. But Yodea anish yish mefirin aval eini yodea shezeh neder. But what if he knows there's a concept of hafaras nedarim, but he does not know that this is a neder? What does that mean? The Ran says he does not know that this is bichlal the neder that the baal can be made for. That's the lashon of the Ran. The Ran's lashon is eini yodea shish mefirin shezeh me osa nedarim shahabal mefer. I didn't know this is one of them. The Rush earlier when this Mishnah came up said he didn't know that maybe her nether was taken properly. She didn't know that he didn't know that it was going to be binding upon her. Either way, he didn't think that he had to be made for the nether, either because of the category or because he didn't think that she had been noder properly. So that's a machlokas. That's a machlokas. If he didn't know at all about a first nedarim and then he found out that everybody agrees he can be made for what he finds out. But if he knew there's a concept of hafara, but he did not know that this case specifically can be mufar, so that's a machlokas. Rabbi Meir Omer lo yafer. Rabbi Meir says he can no longer be made for it. Chum omer yafer. Chum say, no, he still can be made for it. So what exactly is this machlokas talking about? What does it mean? So the Ran has two deos here. The Ran in the first deya explains that the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is even on the day that he hears about it. He hears about it on a certain day, but when he hears about it, he does not know that this is the neder that he has the power to be made for. The Ran explains that according to Rabbi Meir, the ability to be made for a neder requires that when you find out about the neder, you have to have complete knowledge of that ability. In order to be called Yom Shamo, we know that a person, a father or a husband, can be made for a neder on Yom Shamo. Yom Shamo, according to this first shot of the Ran, Yom Shamo means at the moment that you find out about the neder, you, in order to have the ability to be made for the neder, you have to know all the halachos that apply to this neder. Or ask a chacham right away, not assume that you cannot be made for it. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. And if you don't have complete yediyah, so then that's as if you don't know and you not able to be made for it. Let's read the Ran. Ikaman da Amar, the middle of the medium lines, says the Ran. Ikaman da Amar, this is not the Pashup shot of the Mishnah. This is the Ran's first shot. Ikaman da Amar, de lo yofer klal ka Amar, lo hayom lo acher shodiyu. It's an amazing chiddush. According to Rabbi Meir, what's Rabbi the Ran saying? At 9 o'clock in the morning, he hears about the neder, but at that time, he thinks that this is not one of the nedarim of eating nefesh. He doesn't think he can be made for it. 2 hours later, he finds out that he can. It's too late, says Rabbi Meir. It goes at the moment that you find out about the neder. It's not called yom shamo unless ela kishu yodeya shehu yachal lahafer. And after he finds out about it, that's too late. Originally, it's considered Yom Shamo enough that you cannot be made for it later on, but it's not Yom Shamo enough that you can be made for it right away, because he doesn't know. He doesn't know he can be made for it right away. That's the shita of the Rabbi Meir. And the Chacham argue. The Chacham say, no, what do you mean? It's still the day. It's still the day of. So that you didn't know earlier. You know now. So as long as it's still the day of, you can be made for. But everybody would agree that tomorrow you cannot be made for. If you had some yediyah today, so then everybody agrees that tomorrow you cannot be made for. That's the first pshat of the Mishnah that the Ran gives. The second pshat, on the first wide line of the Ran, v'ikaman da'amar, others say, no, this is probably the more pashup shot of the Mishnah, that when the machlokas here between the Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim is talking about the next day, the next day. Meaning you find out on Tuesday that she made a neder, but you don't think this is a neder that you can be made for, and then a week later you find that you can be made for it. That's the machlokas. Whether that's considered Yom Shamo, but everybody would agree that day you can be made for it. Everybody would agree that day. Those are two deos, how to understand the Mishnah. We're going to do the Gemara based on the first day of the Ran. That's how he explains it. So let's go to the first day. So again, what's the machlokas of the Mishnah? The assumption according to everyone is that in order for a husband or a father to be able to be made for the neder, when he finds out about the neder, he has to know everything about this neder that he could possibly know. That he could be made for it, that he has the ability to be made for it, and that he can decide whether he wants to be made for it or not. If he lacks certain yediyah, if he only has miksas yediyah, then according to Rabbi Meir, that is a chisaron. According to Rabbi Meir, that's a lack in the definition of Yom Shamo. He's lacking something at the beginning of his knowledge, and therefore he cannot no longer be made for it, period. Mash'ekin, according to the Chachamim, that little yediyah, that mixes yediyah, is enough. It's as if it's already considered a full Yom Shamo, so that later on in the day, he can be made for it. So, as the Ran is going to foreshadow, this machlokas of the Mishnah could be classified as, is miksas yediyah equal to full yediyah or not? According to Rabbi Meir, it is not considered full yediyah, and therefore, miksas yediyah is not called Yom Shamo, he cannot be made for it. Mashiach, according to the Chachamim, it is. And that's why the Gemara asked the Stira. V'ramini, we have a brisa in Maseches Makos that says just the opposite. Below Ra'os. The Gemara, the Pasuk says, referring to somebody going to Galus for killing B'shogeg, for killing by accident. Below Ra'os, he did not see. He did not see here, and he did it by accident. Prat Lesuma. This is to exclude a blind person who kills somebody by accident. He does not have to go to Galus. Because, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Because only somebody who could see elsewhere and doesn't see here goes to Galus. But if somebody doesn't see at all, that's excluded from the Pasuk. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer L'Rabo says Asuma. Rabbi Meir says, no, even a Suma, even a blind murderer by accident goes to Galus. So let's think about this, says the Ran. Somebody who is blind cannot see, but he has some level of knowledge. He has some level of knowledge about where his victim is. He can sense where his victim is, even though he cannot know for sure exactly where his victim is. So this is a case of miksas yediyah, says the Ran. Look at the fourth wide line of the Ran. Rabbi Meir Omer L'Rabo says Asuma. Rabbi Meir says to include Asuma. Dekivan de islay miksas yediyah. Since he has partial knowledge, shemargish hu kishebaze etzlo, he could sense when there's somebody near him. Afal pi shein lo yediyah gemura, even though he doesn't have full knowledge, shein yachol lachavin makom amamish, he cannot specify exactly where the person is, but he basically has an idea. So this is an example of miksas yediyah. So look at the machlokes. According to Rabbi Meir, a blind person goes to Galus. So what do you see from every mayor? A little knowledge mixes idea as if he has full knowledge. Mixes idea is like full idea, according to Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a blind person is excluded from going to Galus. Mixes idea is not like full idea. It's exactly opposite of what our Mishnah says. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says the husband cannot be made for it because the little knowledge that he had, that it is a neder. He knows about a farsa darbi, just doesn't know that this is a neder, that he can be made for. The Mishnah says, or the Meir says, that he can't be made for it, period. Remember, the assumption of the Mishnah is that right when he finds out about the neder, he must have complete knowledge of hafara and that he can be made for this neder. So, is it called complete hafara in this case? Rabbi Meir says, no, the Chacham says yes. So, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says, miksas yediyah is not called full yediyah. And here in the Braisa about Galus, he says that miksas yediyah is full yediyah, and therefore somebody blind goes to Galus. And Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. Stira and Rabbi Yehuda too. According to Rabbi Yehuda, in our Mishnah, a little yediyah is called full yediyah. Miksas yediyah is like full yediyah. While in the Braisa here, a Suma, a blind person, is excluded from going to Galus. Therefore, you see from Rabbi Yehuda Shita in the Braisa that Miksas Yediyah is not like full Yediyah. Stira, both in Rabbi Meir and in Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, the Ran explains, we're not going to read it, but the Ran explains how you can work out the Gemara according to his other Pshat of the Mishnah. That's the Ran on the top of Peches Manal. We're not going to read that right now. Interesting, the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbis like Rabbi Yehuda, that somebody who is blind does not go to Galus, but he does not quote it based on a pasuk. Right? It sounds like from our brisa, it's based on the pasuk. Below ra'os, either excludes or includes, which we'll see more in a minute. The Rambam, though, quotes a svara. And the achronim are bothered why the Rambam quotes a svara. The Rambam writes, Ilchas Rotseach, v'chein hasuma. Also, it's a v'chein. Says the Rambam, Ketza, starting the halacha. Hayaola besula benishmata shliva bedach zragla. We know the case from Malchus. Person's going up a ladder, and the rung falls out from under his foot. V'nafla v'himisa patam enagalas. He's going up the ladder, and then the rung falls out, and he falls and kills somebody. He's pater. Because that's derech aliyah. If you're going up, you're going to be pater from galus. V'chein emeskavi, lizrok b'tzad zeva, hol chala b'tzad echer. He wants to throw one way, and he throws the other way, and it kills somebody, rachman al-islan. Or he's sleeping, and he has a rock on him, and he wakes up, and the rock falls off, and he didn't know about it, and it kills. V'chein hasuma sheharag b'shkaga, kol elu p'turin min agalus. All these people going up, or that he didn't know the stone was there, or assume are all pater. Why? Mipnei shehin kroven la'ones. This is a shogeg karav la'ones. Shogeg karav la'ones does not go. Only a pure shogeg. If it's closer to ones than to shogeg, so he doesn't go to galus. Just like karav la'mezid doesn't go. Karav la'mezid and karav la'ones don't go. Only a real shogeg goes to galus. So, interesting, the Rambam doesn't quote it based on a pasuk. Unless this is how he understands the pasuk. But lo ra'os is teaching me, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that assume is karav la'ones. And that's why he would be pater. But the Rambam quotes that as a svar. Interesting that this discussion of a suma is specifically by Ritzicha b'shogeg. Is there any difference between Ritzicha b'mezid and Ritzicha b'shogeg? Lumdis, the Mechayiv? If you look at a Tosfos and Mesechas Gittin. The Gemara there in Mesechas Gittin on Daf Ayin. Gemara says, Shochat bo shnayim o rov shnayim hareze eino gola. Somebody shechs somebody else, meaning he slits their throat. Shnayim arosh shnayim, he does not go to galus. He does not go to galus. Why doesn't he go to galus? Says the Gemara. Chayshinan, two reasons. Chayshinan shema haruach bilbalto. Maybe the wind, maybe you like kind of led the way, but the wind really finished it off. The winds, you know, caused the death, the final step. Vilmali haruach lo meis, Rashi says. Who knows if he would have died? You know, it looks like it. Looks like it, but maybe he wouldn't have died. Or, Inami, hu kirev es misaso. Maybe the victim himself had a part of the death. Al yedesha pirke, since he flailed. V'nimsa shloha rogoze. Avamikal makom sofalamus. He was going to, you led him to die, but really, he hurried his own death. So therefore, you're not going to go to galus. That's what the Gemara says. What about by Ritzicha b'mezid? Would this be enough for Ritzicha b'mezid? If you put somebody in this situation, so Tosa says, yeah, sure, this would be enough for Ritzicha b'mezid. Well, you're choshesh every time. Somebody shoots somebody else on purpose. Oh, maybe he flailed and he caused his own death. No, for galus, maybe. But for Ritzicha b'mezid, says Tosfos, Dafka b'galus, chayshid lahani taimi. Only by galus do you find, are you choshesh? Maybe the ruach did it, maybe he was makariv b'misaso. Avo b'mezid la'olam chayiv. In all these cases by mezid, you're going to be chayiv for this case. You don't have all these chashas. Even with the principle of v'hitzilu ha'eda, that we try to save the person, we're not going to do that here. Why? Tosfos quotes, v'shema yeshum drasha gabi galus. Kamosha yesh chilek, right? Maybe there's some drasha out there. That doesn't explain. Just like there's a chilek in galus lamisa, bein derech yirid la derech aliyah. Just like you have psukim to the difference between yirid and aliyah by ritzicha b'mezid, your chayiv even derech aliyah, right? Only b'shogeg there's a chilek. So to hear, Tosa doesn't explain though why ritzicha b'shogeg and ritzicha b'mezid. But one possibly might be able to explain that the difference is as follows. Ritzicha b'shogeg, the mechayiv is the maisa ritzicha. You focus on the maisa ritzicha. Is it a maisa ritzicha? That's, you did it by accident. So it's not really it is a punishment, a semi-punishment to go to galus. But it's not really, if you did a maisa ritzicha b'shogeg, you're going to go to galus. So if there are any chashos, shema pirke, shema kire, that's what he's saying in the maisa ritzicha. Did you ultimately lead to this guy's death? 100%. Ritzicha b'mezid goes by the result. Goes by the result. Did you cause the guy's death? What do we say by the case of Rabbi Halibachutz? You wait a few days, you hold the guy in jail, you see if the guy dies. If the guy died, if you ultimately cause the guy's death, you can be put to death. The Ritzicha b'mezid goes by the totsah, not by the maisa. That's Tosfos. That's why you don't have these chashos over. You don't have these chashos by Ritzicha b'mezid. Similar, a similar chilek might help explain the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch in Hilchas Shabbos, in Parshas Yisro, the Minchas Chinuch has a little piece on every one of the Malachas, called the Mosach Shabbos. Little piece. So in Shochet, talking about Ritzicha Shochet on Shabbos. What happens, says the Minchas Chinuch, Lefiza, Im Osa Echad Mibali Chayim Shreifa Gadki Chayim. If somebody makes, let's talk about an animal, not even a person. Either way. So let's say somebody makes an animal a treifa on Shabbos, right? So that you're going to be chayav for that because the treifa is not chayav, you caused the death. Gam nirali, and here he's not sure. Im asa treifa o hakasha yamaba habal chay below esek refuah. So let's say you give somebody a deathly blow, but if they would take medicine, they would not die. Avo yesh refuah de iski refuos, but the guy doesn't take the medicine. So are you chayav misa on that? For that case, so first of all, Chazal says Eino Chayiv. To lo havi nitilas neshama, kibud yochal lichos ayde refuah. To gamberot tzeicha did kain. Same thing, murder and killing on Shabbos. Just like by murder, if the guy could have taken medicine, it's his fault. You're not Chayiv. Masha'en kain by Shabbos. Mikal makom efshel chalik. But then he says maybe not. Maybe you can be bechalik to berot tzeich lo katz lidi b'Shabbos Chayiv. Maybe by ritzicha b'mezid, you're not going to be Chayiv. Even though by Shabbos you're going to be Chayiv. You're going to be Chayiv. Why are you going to be Chayiv? If you're not chayiv for tzicha on a weekday, you're going to be chayiv for Shabbos, for Shochet. So maybe the chilek might be like our chilek. By tzicha b'beizid, the chayiv is the totzah. Did you kill the guy ultimately? So if he could have taken the medicine, how can you say you killed the guy? He should have taken the medicine. So that's worse. That there, the totzah could have been prevented. Masha'inkin by Shabbos, maybe Shabbos, as we know, it's about the Maisa, Melechaz Ba'Shabbos Asra Torah. The Maisa has to be a very high standard. So therefore, if it's defined as a Maisa Ritzicha, even though it could have been stopped, so maybe then you're going to be Chayiv. Then he goes back, Achara'iyah, Nirusha'in L'chalik, so he goes back and forth. But either way, the same chiluk of Ritzicha, B'Shogim, B'Mezid, might be, it's a possibility, might be between Shabbos and Ritzicha as well. Okay, so that's just a little bit related to Ritzicha. So again, the Gemara said, don't we have a stira between a case of Hafaras Adarim, where our Mishnah seems to say that according to Rabbi Meir, Miksas Yediya is not like full Yediya. Rabbi Yehuda holds the opposite. Well, in this case of Ritzicha, you have the opposite Shitas. Rabbi Yehuda says that Miksas Yediya is not like full Yediya, and Rabbi Meir says it is. So the Gemara answers. We'll say one more point on Golus, but let's first continue. Many say that I don't spend any time on Amud Beis. Usually the first 10-15 minutes of every shiur is about Amud Beis. It's just the beginning of the following shiur, so it's not counted. But really, it's about, I'm still on Amud Beis. Look what time it is. So Amar Rava, Hacha Mein Yana Dekra, V'Hacha Mein Yana Dekra. So Rava says, really, the Machlokes Bisvara is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is the Ikar Machlokes, meaning in Lamdis, Rabbi Meir holds that Mikses Yediya is not like full Yediya. And that's why he says the husband cannot be Mefer. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Mixes Yediyah is like full Yediyah. So it's considered totally Yom Shamos, so that's it can't be Mefer. What about Ritzicha? That's a specific machlokas about how to understand the Pasuk. How to understand the Pesukim by Ritzicha. Rabbi Yehuda Saba, Rabbi Yehuda holds Gabi Rutzayaksi by murdering by accident, it says. Vasha Yobo Esre'ehu Bayar, he goes with his friend into the forest. Called Dover Me'al Ayar. So everything goes into a forest. The Sumanami Bar Me'al Liyarhu. Even a blind person, even a Summa, is someone who goes into a forest. So everybody would have been included in the Pasuk without any other extra drasha. We know everybody goes into a forest. V'yamid below Ra'os, L'rabo says a Summa. And if you want to tell me that there's an extra phrase in the Torah, below Ra'os, to include a Summa, Mi'yam Nafkale, we already know it. You already know, whoever goes into a forest, a Summa could go into a forest. So what do you have an extra Pasuk for? El Shvamina below Ra'os, Prat Lasuma. So it must be that it's coming to exclude, because the Summa would have been included normally in the regular case of below of Yar. So the fact that you have an extra pasuk, it must be coming to exclude. Rabbi Meir Savar, no, the opposite. Ksiv Bivlidas. The pasuk says that a person who kills Bishogig does it without full knowledge. Kol Davar Meida. So that includes only someone who has full knowledge and didn't do it with full knowledge here. V'suma labar meidahu, and a suma is already excluded. A suma would be excluded because he's not one of full knowledge. What does that mean? The Mefarish explains, if he throws a rock, he does not know exactly where it's going to land. The last two skinny lines of the Ran. Last two skinny lines of the Ran. Says the I'm sorry, of the Mefarish. Let's do skinny lines of the Mefarish. Klomar, kol sheyesh bo yediya, kishe zorek evin lahecha nofeles. If you're going to throw a rock and you know exactly where it's going to land. Vesuma labar medu. Vesuma can't know this. He can't know exactly where it's going to land, so he doesn't have complete knowledge. Or the Ron explains, he cannot know exactly where his friend is standing. He could feel, like we mentioned before, he could feel the presence of someone in the room. But he can't know exactly where his friend is. So Asuma, according to Rebbe Meir, is already excluded from the Pasuk. V'i Amri Palomer Os Prat L'Suma. See, if you say the extra Pasuk is coming to exclude Asuma, Mibli Das Nafkale. You already know he's excluded. So why do you have two exclusions? What's the rule? The Ron quotes from Makkas. Ein Miyot Acher Miyot Ela L'Rabos. A double negative is a positive. Elashmamina below Raos, La Rabos es Asuma. So it comes to include Suma. So really, the Machlokas of Rimeir and Rabbi Yehuda by Rotsei and Ritzicha Beshogek has nothing to do with Svara. Nothing to do with Svara. It has Machlokas. I don't understand the Psukim. What would I have said without this extra Pasuk of below Raos? And the Pasuk of below Raos must be coming to tell me the opposite of that then. So that's the Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. 2 points on Inyani Galus. If you look at the Sefer Achinuch, on Galus, in Mitzvah Tav Ches, which is the mitzvah of setting aside Arei Levium, right? We know all 48 Arei Levium can function as an Ir Miklat, even though only 6 of them are designated as full Arei Miklat. There are some differences, but really, if the closest city to you is a different one, you can just run there for the interim. So there, the Sefer HaChinuch explains, so why Dafka were the Arei Levium picked to be the Arei Miklat? You know, why Dafka those? It's a Shorish Mitzvah Zu Yadua. It's known. Ki Shevet Levi Mifchar HaShvatim. Shevet Levi is the chosen Shevet. V'nachon Avodah Beis Hashem. We know they were chosen over the firstborns. The firstborns originally were supposed to do the Avodah. And now they don't. Interesting, it's almost in Yana Dioma. That's what the some suggest. Why is it that the firstborns fast on Erev Pesach? Something I'm going to discuss it. Shouldn't they make a party? Right, what are they doing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They're thanking Hashem that he passed over them and saved their life and didn't kill them. So what do they have to fast for? Make a party. So they end up making a party because they don't want to fast. But why don't they make a party? So I think it was Chassam Sofer or others who quote that the point is that the firstborns, because of Makas Bechoros, the firstborns, that's when they were designated to do the Avodah. That's when they were chosen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're gonna work for me. And then they blew it later on by the Egel. They blew it. So every Makas Bechoros is kind of a kitrug, because every Erev Pesach, they remember that they were supposed, because of tonight, they were supposed to have been the chosen group, and then they lost it. That's why they fast, because they have to do they're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they're doing tshuva. They're showing that they're upset about it. They're showing that they would rather have been able to do the Avodah. So it's not just a celebration, thank you Hashem, but it's really remembering that there was a kitrug. There is a Kabbalistic source, I think it's a Zohar, the Aruch Haim HaKadosh quotes it, that maybe Lasa Lava was going to go back to the firstborns. Maybe it'll go back to the firstborns then. Anyway, back to this mitzvah Tav Ches. So the Shevet Levi is the chosen Shevet, and they have cities to live in. They don't have any separate Chelek, and the Sefer Chedek gives Tupshatim. Number one, Mipnei Godel Ma'alasam V'Kosher Pa'alam V'Chid Erkam, because of their great value, their land itself has Kedusha. The cities of the Arei Levium have special Kedusha. And therefore, if the person who killed Bishogi goes on these cities, Ulai Techaper Olav Admasam HaMekudeshes B'Kedushasam. Just like the Eretz Yisrael itself is Mechaper, the entire land, maybe the Arei Levium are even more special and more Kadosh, and therefore Dafka, we send them to those lands, so living on those lands could give them a partial Kapara. A. B, the other reason is, because they are such balmidos, and they don't take things personally, yadua lakol shelo yistimu harotzeach sheinas aleim velo yigubo. They're not gonna do anything to the rotzeach that runs to them. Maybe some other people, somebody runs into your neighborhood, oh, you heard that, what that guy did? He killed Bishogig in the other city. They're gonna make fun of him, they're gonna hurt him. The Levium are such people that they're not going to. They're not going to, they're not going to touch him. Even if the Rotzeach Bishogi kills one of their own family, they're not going to do it. Their feelings for HaKadosh Baruch Hu are going to help them be objective and realize that it's Bishogi. Where do you see this? Where do you see that the Levium overcame their personal family connections and did what Hashem said? Where? By the Egel, Mil Hashem Elai. Ha'omer la'aviv l'imo lo reisiv ezachav lo ikiris benav lo yadak yishamer masecha. But this is Zosan Bracha, right? That they didn't care who it was, right? They went back and forth and they killed the 3,000 people by the egel. Klomer shalo yasu dover ba'olam zulasi miderech ha'yoshev akivin ha'emes v'lo yatali b'mavas adam. So we don't have to worry about sending them there. Even if they're the goal adams. Even if they're the goal adams, you see from the Maisa ha'egel that they could conquer their own personal natiyas and act for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An amazing pshat, second pshat, of why the Aralavim are picked. That's Mitzvah Tav Ches in the Sefer HaChinuch. Okay, so we're up to the Mishnah. So the Gemara finally had, what we just had was a machlokas, whether a Suma goes to Galus or not. Just to relate Suma to our lives, those who Baruch Hashem Pokeach Ivrim, the Sefer, the Mesulas Yesharim writes that in a way we're all blind. We go through life blind. Says the Mesulas Yesharim in Chelkei HaZehirus. Paragimel. It's all the way at the beginning. So even if you don't get far in the Sefer, hopefully you've done this. Paragimel. So talks about the different parts of Zahirus. So he says, Eitzah ha'mitas hazos lo yuchlu lasis osav lo liros ha'mita ela osam shekfar yatu mitachas yad yitzram. People could only give us proper advice in life unless they've been through life and they've experienced certain parts of life, and then they could give us advice. And he gives the mashal that many I'm sure are familiar with. It's like a garden. Imagine they have like some of these mazes. Go to a farm out in Pennsylvania, they have these mazes. So like when you're in there, you can't see a thing. It's totally, you're looking for your kids. So you hear them, but you're like going through the maze, you're going right, left, you're lost. You don't know where to go. And you're stuck. You have these corn mazes, but you don't know where to go. So what happens? All of a sudden, you know, when it's time to close up shop, one of them is standing up on top, while somebody's looking down at the maze from the outside. Make a right and a left and a right, you'll get there. You're right there. You're just stuck. You're just lost. So that's exactly the method that Mesulas Yesharim says. He says in life we're in the maze, so we have to ask people and speak to people who are on top, who've been through the maze, who made the maze, who created the maze, who got through it already. They're the ones that can give us the advice about how to get through it, because we're blind up till there. And he explains that there's two kinds of blindness. You don't see anything at all, or you see something and it looks like something else. Right? So there's different types of tohuyos. He says that's why we have to ask our chachamim, ask our rabbanim, to help us through different situations of life, because it's a gan mevucha. And kena davar azeh, mishadayim lo mashal b'yitzro, v'hu b'toch hashvilim. We're in the maze. Lo yuchal lahavcha b'neim. We can't figure things out, what our yitzar is doing to us. Acha moshlim b'yitzrom, shekvar igiyu ala achsadra, shekvar yathum in hashvilim, barom kol adrachim l'neim b'barur, heim yucholim l'yayit. Let me see yirtzal l'shmoa. V'aleihem tzrichim anu l'ha'amin. So that's what we have to do. We have to go to our rabbeim to ask them advice about various things in life. So that's, right, we're sumas in life, so to speak. Okay. Next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Madir, Hana'a, Mechasano, or the Gersa on the side is Lachasano. Somebody is Mudur Hana'a from his son-in-law. Right? A father-in-law is not allowed to give benefit to the son-in-law. The problem is, the father-in-law wants to give something to his daughter. Vahu wrote, Laseis Labito Ma'os. He wants to give his daughter something. So what's the problem? Why can't he give his daughter something? Why can't he give his daughter something? So the Rush explains, because everything that she gets, he eats Paris. He eats Paris. Second to last line of the Rush. No, I'm sorry. Second line of the Rush at the end of the line. Second line of the Rush at the end of the line. Ula el ditzan nosi matan la acher mutar hamutar lehanos bimanu. Even though we learned earlier that if you want to give somebody something, you can give it to a third party, and that third party can give it. So what's the difference here? Shiny hacha shahabal zocha beperus amatana shenosim leishto havekiilu nosim labal. So it's as if you gave it to the husband. If you give it to the wife, and the husband has chuyos to eat peris of everything the wife gets, it's as if you gave it to the husband. So therefore, that's the problem. Ask some of the achronim, the Machane Ephraim. But what do you mean? Didn't we have a machlokas that we spoke about at least twice in this pesach already? Whether a person can own isurei hana'a? Is there zechiyah in isurei hana'a? We spoke about that in the past. The Ran said yes. The Ran said yes. He explained certain cases about, you know, giving something to, even though the Pashas of the Gemara seem to say no, the Ran said yes. Most Rishonim say no. The Rashba, the Rivar, says you can't own Yisuri Hanah. Ain Zechiyah B'Yisuri Hanah. So ask the Machane Ephraim, according to those who say you can't own Yisuri Hanah. So what's the problem? Give it to the wife. The husband's Mudur Hanah, so he can't own it. So he can't own it. So what? It's not going to be automatic in this case, because he can't own it. That's the question of the Machane Ephraim in Simin Dalid, in Hilchos Zechiyah Mihefker. He says, this Gemara proves like the Ran. You can own it. He says, "Lefis varas arashba she'ein zezocha bebatada shasur lo lehados imke kinami lo amarle." Even if you didn't say a special tonight, which we're going to see in a minute, he shouldn't be able to be zochit. It's asur bahana. Yeah, what's the problem?
My husband and wife is different. You give it to the wife,
But still, if it's also to the husband, the husband can't be zoch in it. It won't be automatic. It's not a din in ownership. Well, still, it's he can't use it. If it's also to him, he can't use it. But he will. You're saying, oh, so it's a chshash. It's not that here he's going to violate. It's just that we're worried that he might come to use it. Okay. The Shlomo Zalman thinks that no. The point is that it's only usur for you to give benefit to the husband directly. But here you're giving it to the wife. It's going to be a second step. So even if you say it's usur bana, it's only usur not from you. That's why it's going to be different here. It says v'nira kivichei meisha tizke shuv yuchal gamu lanos. It's a second step. So that's why he says, that's how you can answer the Machan Ephraim's question. The other way to get out of the question, the Stipler says, is maybe Yerusha is different. Maybe this is what you meant. Maybe here, you're not just being zochid in a normal way. It's Betaras Yerusha. The husband is not buying it. It's not getting it as a present from the wife. It's a different type of relationship. So maybe that's another way why it would be... why he would have to get out of the problem here, and it would be Asr Bana, and he would have to try to think of a way to give it to his daughter without the husband getting it. Whenever we mention the sugya, I just like to mention the Ksos in Siman Reish. Ksos in Reish talks about Zechiyah B'Yisuri Hana. He assumes that you cannot be Zocha B'Yisuri Hana, and that's why he's bothered. Why is it possible to give a get on Yisuri Hana? So Asr Bana can give a get on Yisuri Hana. Why is that possible? The woman cannot be Zocha on Yisuri Hana. So the Ksos explains that because by get you don't need a haknaa. The Chiddush of the Ksos, it's Ibn Reish, you only need a Maisa Nesina. A Maisa Nesina, you have to do a physical act. You don't have to do a haknaa. So an act of Nesina, that can be done through Yisuri Hanah. So it's just a haknaa cannot be done through Yisuri Hanah. And what's another nafkamina? The concept of ba'in ke'echad. That's how the Ksos starts off there in Ibn Reish. What is he starts off by saying, Reuven wants to sell his house to Shimon. So can Reuven put the shtar matana into the house and say, okay, Shimon, boin ke'echad, the house and the shtar is yours. Does that work? So the Ksos says, no, it doesn't work. The concept of boin ke'echad does not work where you have to do boin ke'echad, the magical simultaneity. How does a woman get her get? Everything she gets goes to her husband. So how can she ever get her get? If she gets it, it's in her husband's mishras. So that's the magical halacha, boin ke'echad. At the same exact moment, she gets her yad and she gets her get, even though it's impossible, but halachically you're allowed to view it together. That principle can only apply by gittin and by shtar shechar, because there is only a nesina. By a haknah, you can't. It doesn't work. It has to be yours, it has to be your chatzar before your chatzar works for you. So that's why it would not work in that case of a shtar matana. It's dafka by where you only need a nesina. But that only applies by gittin and by shtar shechar. But the whole basis of the question is, like he says here, you cannot be zocha. You cannot be zocha. It's okay. Be Yisuri Hana. Okay, so back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, I want to give my daughter something, but I was mudar anah for my son-in-law. So what do? So Omer La, this is what I tell her. Hari Hamos, ha'ilu nesunu l'cha b'matana. This money is given to you as a matana. Here's some money, my daughter. U'bilvad shelo yeh l'balek reshus b'hen. But it's only yours as long as your husband has no reshus on them. Ela ma sha'at noseis v'nosenes b'ficha. And it's only for you to put in your mouth. It's only for you to put in your mouth. You use a double lashon. Use a double lashon, says the Mishnah. It's only yours, as long as your husband does not have reshus in them, and it's only yours what you put in your mouth. Why do you need the double lashon? So look at the Ran. Ran, fifth wide line of the Ran. V'davka d'arma lahani tre lishni. Only if you say these double lashon. Aval amar ein labalach reshus v'hen belachud. If you only say the first lashon of your husband doesn't have any power, lo mahani, it's not good enough. Why? Because as we'll see in the Gemara, this mission is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Meir. To amar yad isha kiyad baila. This mission is going according to Rabbi Meir, who says the yad isha is kiyad baila. And we're going to see on Amud Beis that the Rashba explains that to mean that yad isha disappears. That it's as if the giver gives it directly to Yad Baila. So you can't say your husband doesn't have reshus, because you're not talking to the husband. You're giving it directly to the husband. So you can't say it's yours as long as your husband doesn't have reshus. That's where Meir Shita of Yad Isha Yad Baila. It doesn't even go through the woman. It's as if the woman's not there. So that's why you need the extra tanai of it's only yours when you put it in your mouth. By the time you put it in your mouth, the husband has nothing. The husband has nothing. It's in your mouth already. So that's why you need the second phrase. Could you only say the second phrase and not the first phrase? We shouldn't discuss it. Why can't you just say the second phrase?
Why can't we say you don't have to say either one? Or we're going to make this nether as true as possible.
You don't have to say either one, meaning what?
He made a nether from his son-in-law.
He made a nether from his son-in-law, but the second
he
that you...
He gives her something
because he has rights of Paris. He has rights to eat Paris of that.
So we'll say he meant that. He meant that it can't go to the husband.
He meant, but how could you... What do you mean? How do you know he meant that?
He doesn't want to violate his nether.
He, the Madir, is not going to violate. That's the question of who's going to get the Malkus. What's the Madir doing wrong? But your question is what the Rashman Kiddushin, Naftav Gimel, asks, why isn't this just like a regular Tznai? Everybody has a power to make a Tznai. So if you just with the first phrase, he made it Tznai. It's only yours if your husband has any power, doesn't have any power to it. If your husband has power, then it's not yours. Why can't we just say this is a regular DNA Tznai Kafel? So the Rashman explains, you know why? Because it's Masna Mashikos of a Torah. If you make a net, you made a nether, so you can't benefit, but also everything the wife gets, the husband has rights to. So it's kind of a Masna Mashikos of a Torah, and that's why regular DNA Tznai would not work here.
Those rights,
are they daraisa? Do you apply that principle by Drabbanan? But that's the assumption of that Rashba. Rashba says, there, Chav Gimel, V'yesh b'farshim sh'adam b'zev b'nei sh'mazam al-kasa b'tar sh'atzenom b'atam. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, Amar Rav, Lo shanu ela da'amar la mash'at no seis v'no senes b'ficha. When is it, does it work, where you make the tznai, only what you put in your mouth? Aval amar mash'at tirtzi asi, but if he just said, it's yours to do whatever you want with, that's not good enough. Because then the Baal's going to get it, and therefore it's a problem. Because the Baal's not allowed to get Hana. That she does Rav. Even if he says, you know, whatever you want to do with it, you can do with it, then the Baal is not Kona it. The Ron explains that Rav and Shmuel are not arguing about Pshat of the Mishnah. In the Mishnah says both Lashonos. So the Mishnah is Bedafka. The Mishnah has to be talking about where you say what goes in your mouth. But they're arguing in Din. Shmuel is saying, we don't paskin like Rebbe Meir, who says that Yad Isha Ki Yad Baila. That's what Shmuel really means. And therefore, you don't have to say what you put in your mouth, but you can just say whatever you want to do with, it's yours. Why don't we say, it's very important, you saw this Dikatosis. Tosis in Temura, Davav. Temura, Davav. This is our the dose of Temura for the day. Right, we know the first three blood in Temura, Daf Beis, Gimel, Dalet talks about the principle of Yavid Lo Mahani. The Torah Kol Milsa David Rachman Lo Sev, Yavid Lo Mahani. The Torah says not to do something. When do you say it works? When does it not work? Why is it if I try to marry my sister, it does not work? If I try to marry a Grusha and I'm a Kohen, it does work, even though they're both Usser. So what's the rule? What's the exception? Those are the cases that the Gemara talks about there. That's Sugya. So asks Tosfos over there, why if a person makes a Shvua, Tosfos Davav Ben Aleph, V'im Tomar, the Gemara is looking for a difference between Mahani and Lo Mahani. What about this case? Adam Nishva Shlo Lagarish Hazishto. A person makes a Shvua not to divorce his wife. And then he divorces his wife. Does it work or not? Why don't you say, that's the Machlokas, Mahani or Lo Mahani? Says Tosas, a very important Yesod. The Yesh Lomar, Kivan She'ein Ha'iser Kamo Lo Yucha L'Shalcha Ela Shehu Bada Is Ha'iser V'ki Agadna Lo Amar Ravada Lo Mahani. Rav Shita Avodah Mahani only comes from divinely created Isurim. If you make up the Isur, the whole principle of Avodah Mahani does not apply. So Machronim ask on our Mishnah, why don't you say Avodah Mahani? So the husband's not going to get it. You made a, right, Kol Mitzvah Zavar Achmah, you created the Isur, you created an Isur, so you should say that an Isur can never be violated. No, that principle does not apply by Nedarim and Shavuos. The principle only applies when the Torah says something is Asr. If you say something is Asr, says Tosfos, the principle of Yavid Lo Mahani does not apply. So some Achronim connect that to our Sugya. Okay. Says the Gemara, Maskev La Reb Zera. Reb Zera asks on our Mishnah, come on, who is our Mishnah like? Who says you have to say the double Lashon? Come on, Azla Shmaisa, the Rav, Karebi Meir, and Rav Shita, who says you have to say it like it goes in your mouth. Meaning you have to say the double Lashon, like Karebi Meir Shita. Da Amar Yad Isha Kiyad Baila, who says Yad Isha's Kiyad Baila. And the Rashban Kiddushin explains that to mean the Isha disappears. When you give it to an Isha, it's as if it goes straight to her husband. And that's why you can't just say, Amanas, that your husband doesn't have Rishus. You have to say, and it's only yours when you put it in your mouth. So our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir Shita. Vira Minhu, but I'll ask you a Stira, because we have a Stam Mishnah in Erevin, which seems to go against this. And we assume Stam Mishnahs are Rabbi Meir. Ketza, Mishtafi B'mavi, how do you make a Sheet of Mavos? Remember back from Erevin? How do you put houses together in a Chatzer? That's Erev Chatzeris. How do you put... See, smiles on people's faces. Right? How do you put chatzers together to make a mavu? That's called shitufi mavos. You can't, if all a few yards share an alley, so in order to carry from the yard to the alley and vice versa, and within the alley, you have to make a sheet of mavoz. You have to put a bottle of wine. What do? The Mishnah explains, Meniach HaZachavitz, you put a barrel of wine, Va'omer Harizel L'chol B'nei Mavui. And a person says, on behalf of all the Mavui, this is the barrel of wine, so we're all one big happy family, and that's why we could carry in this Mavui. U'mezaka Lohen, but you have to be zoche it on behalf of everyone in the Mavui. So you have to give it to someone who's not you. So who's not you? So u'mezaka Lohen al-yidei abdo v'shivchaso ha'ivrin. So any of your Jewish servants, that they are not in your bank account. So that's why you could be zochet to them on behalf of the rest of the mavui. Vayidei bno bito agdolim, or your children who do not rely on you for sustenance. Vayidei ishto, and on your wife. Your wife is somebody separate. So yes, the gemara v'yamr kani yason baal er lo nafek mishusit the baal. But if you say that stam mishnah is a Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Meir holds bashal kari isha kana baal yadi isha kiyad baal yadi isha kiyad baal, so then how here could your wife work to be zochet on behalf of the rest of the mavui? Your wife is you. Remember, everybody holds to the principle of mashakana isha kana baila. The question is, the machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is yad isha kiyad baila or not. Meaning, do we say that the woman disappears and that if it goes straight to her husband, or it goes to her and then to her husband? That's the machlokas. Rabbi Meir says she disappears. So stira, our Mishnah assumes like Rabbi Meir that yad isha kiyad baila. The Mishnah over there in Erevin does not assume that way. So Amar Rava, Rava answers no. Even though Meir usually holds the woman disappears, Yad Isha Kiyad Baila, Moder Meir Lenin Shitov, he agrees by Shitov. Why? Dil Kiva, Dil Zakos La Acherim Hu, Miad Bailam Bala Zachya. Since she's getting it from others, she can be Zoche. Explains the Ran. When do we say Yad Isha Kiyad Baila? When someone else is giving it to her. So that she disappears and it goes straight to the husband. But if the husband himself is giving it to his wife, so then that could work. That, you don't say Yadisha Kiyad Baila there, because then he's Dafka trying to give it to her. The Sharm Sharon Balach explains. Here he Dafka wants to be Motzi from his own Rishus. So of course that should be able to work. Yadisha is Dafka Yad Baila there because he's viewing her as a separate entity. Only when somebody else on the outside is trying to give it to her, then it goes automatically to him. But from him, the husband himself, to her, then that could work, and that's the case that's being spoken about in Erevin. Period. Esvi Ravina. Ravina, though, says, 1 minute, we have a stira within Shituf Mavos. Esvi Ravina Lorbashi, the Elusha Zachen Lohan. We have a brisa that says, who could you be Zoche, the Shituf Mavui, with? I de bro bito agdo, liv adam shifraso evrim. Right? Your children who don't rely on you for panasa, and your Jewish servants. The Elusha Ein Zachen Lohan, who could you not give it to? I de bro bito aktanim, your little children. The adam shifraso kananim, your non Jewish or semi non Jewish servants. The ishto. Question mark. Now we have a stira. Can you give it to your wife, or can you not give it to your wife? Within sheet of Mavos. So El Amar Ravashi. Ravashi has a different answer. Masnisen b'shiyesh lachatzer ba'osa mavi askinon. When can you give it to... Really, you cannot give it to the wife. Yadisha kiyad ba'ila. When can you give it to your wife? Where the woman owns her own chatzer in the mavui. Somehow the husband does not own that chatzer. How? The Ron explains, maybe during Erisin she got it be'erusha, and the husband made a neder, like we had in Ksubis, I don't have anything to do with anything you get be'erusin. So somehow she has her own chatzer in the mavui. So we say, migu dezachya lenafsha zachya lachrini. Once she can be zocha, she's one of the players independently in the mavui with her own chatzer, so she can be zocha for others as well. That's why it works in that case. There's an umdana that he has gebiris dat to give it to her. There's an interesting machlokas, 30 more, 25 more seconds. Who do we paskin like? Who do we paskin like in this mishnah? Do you have to say a double lashon? Do you say mashakani ishakana baila? So the Ran quotes. He quotes some Rishonim, Rav Shmuel HaNagid, and the Ramban, who quote, really we pass it like Shmuel. Why? Even though the rule is halacha karav bi'isurei, usually go by rav by isurim, and this is about an isur. We're talking about isurim here, but what's the underlying machlokas here? Mashakini shekana baila is mamanis. Halacha kishmuel bedini. So that's how some Rishonim explain. But then the Ran quotes that the Ravid, Rabbeinu Tam, say no, pass it like rav, because halacha rav bi'isurei. So how do you define this case here? Is it Isurei? Because that's the Pashtas. Is it Mamoni? Because that's what's underneath. Well, in Yim Psach, what type of rule do you go by? And he also says, maybe we'll mention tomorrow, the Rambam has a different Shita, different understanding of the Gemara, the Ran quotes, and therefore he has a different Psach. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Okay, tomorrow we talk about Teishanaris. So Teishia was sponsored by the Yasser family, the Zecher Nishmas, Nachman ben Moshe.